Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The letter to the Hebrews is a marvelous reflection on the high priesthood of Jesus. And from our reading today, we are reminded that Jesus is the full reflection, the full image, the refulgence of the Father. And that's exactly what how we understand Jesus to be. Jesus is the image of the Father. And in Jesus, everything about God has been revealed. After Jesus, there will be no more revelations. God has spoken completely in Jesus. And so if we hear other things being revealed, they are not of God. Because like I said, after Jesus, there will be no more other revelations. He is the fullness of the mind and heart of God. And so we look to the Lord as the center of our lives, as our leader in this pilgrimage that we're in back to the Father. And in that context, that's how we read the gospel today. In the gospel today, we hear the calling of Simon Peter, of Simon during this time of his calling. And we also hear the calling of Andrew and the sons of Zebedee, James and John. It is interesting that the context of the call was in their everyday lives. They were not up in the mountain worshiping God, or they were not in any spiritual state. No, they were there minding their business. Simon and Andrew were casting their nets, ordinary occupations. That's where they met the Lord. In our journey, in our spiritual journey, we need not look far to encounter God. God is there in the unfolding, in the minutiae of the details of our everyday life. When our work is done and completed wholeheartedly and with all honesty, we will encounter God there. And we can be sanctified by the work that we do. Another interesting thing that we can see here is for John and James, they encountered them, Jesus encountered them while they were mending their nets. Their nets had been tattered, perhaps from too much work. You know, they're mending their nets. That's a wonderful phrase for us to reflect on. Maybe some of our nets are no longer working. Maybe they've been broken. Maybe they're tattered. And we're trying to put together our lives. There too, we encounter the Lord. In our brokenness, the Lord comes and invites us to walk with Him. That's the joy of the Christian life. That's the joy of this pilgrimage, that the Lord encounters us in the uncelebrated moments of our lives, in the moments of greatness and moments of brokenness, there He is, inviting us to walk with Him, to offer us good things and depth and meaning. Certainly, we encounter Him most profoundly in the Eucharist. May we carry this presence of the Lord in the daily events of our lives, and may in doing so, may we be a light unto the nations.